Hey, that's on.
Hey, neat.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Who just got here? I was here all along, Teach. You just didn't see me. I was just down.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Hey, by the way, Foreigner there. You know, you can say this about every single band that is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How are they not?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, every single band that isn't yet, but good luck to them. They're kind of up against Peter Frampton, apparently. Sort of duking it out with Peter Frampton.
But. No disrespect, but Foreigner all day.
Hey, man, I love Peter. He's a nice dude.
Right.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Fine.
Don't record what I just said. I love Peter. Just don't. Anyways, how you doing, man? What's happening?
I'm good.
Yep.
Let's talk about today's show. Gimme Five.
It is songs that mention other bands or artists. And, of course, there's one famous one we play a lot that leaps to mind. But other than that, other songs that mention bands or artists.
All right. That's coming up at 5 o'clock. We have People Are Dumb. We have One American Dollar.
I'm going to win some money.
And that's not how you want to go. Plus the KLOS name game.
$8,100 is where that total's sitting at.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
It was Billy Idol taking a stab at a song Madonna covered famously. Rose Royce originally did it back in the 70s, Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's growing on
I
you.
I really like that, yeah.
So Kevin always drives around with his favorite new song. You can be driving around Los Angeles for that
one
for a while.
This one on repeat. On repeat.
You find it on the Rebel Yell 40th Anniversary Expanded Edition that Billy has available now.
Rectum, I don't even know him. Listen, Bengaluru man dies after friend pumps hot air into his rectum for fun. It's our new feature called That's Not How You Want to Go.
So the the last two words are the ones that really don't make any sense. For fun.
Yeah.
I thought he was torturing him or teasing him or like they were drunk.
No, the 24-year-old died after his friend. He went to his friend's place of work where they wash cars.
Okay.
And he had a motorbike and his friend cleaned his motorbike. And then when it was over.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. When it was done, both started playing with powerful electric blow dryer used to dry vehicles.
I can see that. I can see doing that. How old are they? Did it say here?
24.
Yep, there you go.
24 and 25.
That's when you're doing that sort of stupid thing.
Yeah, but not this sort of stupid thing.
No, usually rectums aren't involved.
Right. Police said after the motorbike was washed, they started goofing around. First used the blow dryer on Yogesh's face. Then his back.
Why back? Okay, all right.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then finally filled his rectum with hot air.
Oh, my God.
How do you go right to rectum?
Hey, what if I stick this in here? Right. What's that going to be like for you?
What's the decision process there?
And what did it do to him?
Face, they went mid-back.
So he's like thinking maybe he's going to like blow him up like a balloon?
Yep. Just thought, what would happen if I put this in your rectum?
And what did happen?
Never ask that question. If you're asking that question, you've made some bad decisions.
Unless you're at Madam's Whoopi's House of Wee or whatever.
As the warm, hot, filtered air entered Yogesh's body via the anus, his abdomen exploded.
Oh, that is not something you want to have happen.
And he collapsed.
Thunk.
They rushed him to
dude,
the hospital.
Hey, what are you doing, man? Hey, get up.
Doctors said due to the high pressure of the blow dryer, there was massive damage
of course.
To his intestines. So they did an emergency operation, and he hung on for a couple of days.
Oh, man.
And then died.
That is not the way you want to go.
That is not how you want to go.
I need dollar, that's what I need.
You know, I don't want you to go broke. I mean, you know, I'm generally always winning the. Oh, hold
you
on.
You didn't win yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. I generally
you
haven't
won in a
what
while.
Is going on with that?
I don't know. You're just very. You're just very wrong. This is the 10 best rock songs about drinking and alcohol.
Oh, now you're on my table.
This you should get.
Yeah. I wouldn't count on
you
it.
You should get all 10
rock songs about drinking alcohol.
About drinking and alcohol.
Drinking and alcohol. Mm-hmm. Nice.
10 best rock songs about drinking and alcohol.
Let's start with Whiskey in the Jar.
Whiskey in the Jar.
I love that one. Whiskey in the Jar-o. Whether it's Thin Lizzy or Metallica cover, whatever.
Whiskey in the Jar.
Oh, come on! Listen, people, do you know that song you request all the time, Whiskey in the Jar? No, nobody likes that. You don't want to hear that. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer is one of my all-time favorite drinking songs.
And that's number one.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Cold gin from Kiss.
Kiss.
hoping Cold Gin is in there from
Kiss. You're saying Cold Gin.
Yeah.
Sorry, that is incorrect. No, this list was voted on by viewers.
Viewers. This show, Graham?
Yeah.
Did I say Take Your Whiskey Home yet?
No, you didn't.
Take Your Whiskey Home.
Take Your Whiskey Home.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's a damn owl for crying out loud. Brass Monkey. Wait, how many more do I have?
You have three more.
Three more?
Yeah.
Brass Monkey.
Brass Monkey.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a drink on me, AC/DC.
Shoot, you already got one right.
That's yeah, a bummer, I don't have to give you a dollar.
You have to give me a dollar. What'd you just say?
Have a drink on me, AC/DC.
Have a drink on Classic. Me, AC/DC.
Oh, there you go.
Number four.
Number four. Yep. Well, what about tequila? Tequila! Pee Wee Herman is totally on board with that. Oh, for crying out
loud. Not on the list.
All right, what do they got? What's on this damn list?
Number 10, Alabama Song, Whiskey Bar,
Great
The Doors.
One, The Doors. Yeah, yep. That is classic.
Number 9, Night Train, GNR.
Oh, very good one. Very good.
Number 8, Tequila Sunrise.
All right, little Eagles action. That's fine. Yeah, there's so many. It's just, you can't go wrong with anyone.
Right?
Yeah.
Number 7, Piano Man, Billy Joel.
Nope, you can't go wrong with that one.
All right.
Turns out.
Number 8.
How is that a drinking song?
It's a. This about starts booze. Out with an old guy making love yeah. to his tonic and gin, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever.
Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett.
Sure, there you go. That's a good one.
Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers.
ZZ Top.
That's Have a drink on me. You got AC/DC.
Yeah. That's my one.
Give me
hear.
Three steps. Leonard Skinner.
Yeah. It's not really about drinking either, but okay.
I Drink Alone, George Thorogood.
Classic.
And number one is One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer.
It's funny that the top two are George Thorogood. Dude knows how to throw back, man.
You get nothing.
Damn it! At least buy me a beer, you bastard.
It is opening day
yeah.
for the Dodgers.
And tell the kids what the score was.
Dodgers 7-1 over the Cardinals.
Woo!
That's the way to start
that
the season.
The way to start the season. By the way, thanks to everybody that turned up at Golden Road Brewery in Atwater Village today, hanging out with KLOS and the street team. Very good. You know, that's why they won today.
Sure, of course.
Because of that little thing going on at Golden Road Brewery.
So maybe it's the opening day for the Angels, too. I don't know if they're still in the MLB. here's an article that makes me laugh because it's true. Mm-hmm. And I do the opposite of it.
Okay.
You are delusional if you believe in sports superstitions and that they affect the outcome of the game.
That's just straight up offensive right there.
People who believe they have a lucky seat on their couch or a lucky jersey or a lucky ritual, action, saying, etc., are delusional.
Clearly not a sports fan, this person. Speaking of couches, tell them about John Frost, our pal John Frost, what he does.
He used to watch games, and if something good happened and he was leaning over to the right...
In an uncomfortable position?
He would
or whatever.
Stay in that uncomfortable position and not move. Because he assumed if he moved, that something good might disappear.
It does all come down to John Frost. That's true. The whole universe, actually.
It does. And having said that, mm-hmm. I could read this and go, yes, you're absolutely correct. However, I've worn the same King sweatshirt that I wore in 2014.
Whoa.
When they won the Stanley Cup.
Wow. That was when you had that extra 300 pounds on you, too.
So. Right, exactly.
That's
so now it's
tent.
Quite big. And I wear it every game.
Really?
Yeah.
You have every game.
Yeah.
How often do you wash it?
I wash it because we went through some years with that water. I wasn't positive the sweatshirt was well helping.
Right. But you still wear it.
But I still wore it.
Yep.
Yep, but washed it. But everybody has their superstitious
right.
whatever it is.
Right.
You know, even the athletes. LeBron James does the powder toss before mm-hmm. an NBA game. Mm-hmm. And Michael Jordan, I think he said that he still wore his... North Carolina shorts under his Bulls shorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sort of makes a special kind of sense to me. You know, like you go that far back in your whatever.
Yep.
Especially if you're a player. It makes sense.
There's a hockey goalie named Roy who would talk to the pipes. He would actually talk to the goal as if it was alive.
All right, I'm going to be shooting some stuff through you. Don't get upset about it. It's just going to happen.
And Serena Williams would not change her socks.
Whoa.
During a tournament.
Wow.
That's
wow.
That is something.
Just walking around in a day, get some pretty stinky socks.
Right?
What's she got going on?
I don't know.
Damn.
But everybody has their superstitions, and I thought maybe it was Dodger Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to call with your your sports superstitions.
There you go.
What is your role in the Dodgers win today, 7-1?
Or maybe you know someone that was definitely helping out by...
By what did they do?
Some family member, some friend.
What do you do? What do they do to try and help the team? Even though they probably know it's not going to help.
See, that's if you start doubting like that...
Why take the chance?
Not believing in Santa Claus
is my point.
He knows. Maybe he's watching your ass.
So what is your sports superstition? Call now, 818-955-KLOS.
Good words to say on opening day. Congratulations to the Dodgers. 7-1 today.
Yep.
Nice.
Talking about fan superstitions, which are idiotic. And we all do. You have one?
Here's the thing. So the Cubs won in 2016.
Right.
So I have all kinds of Cubs shirts. I used to be a bartender, so there was this one red one that I have that I wore on the game seven.
Right.
Had pin marks all over it and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So I will always wear that if they ever get back there again. I will wear that shirt.
Now, wait, let me ask you a question. Will you not wear it during the regular season? You'll hold on to it until the World Series?
No, it does depend on who they're playing and how much I want to beat that team. The Cardinals or the Brewers. Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
But, yeah. So I wear that, and I have to lean on the counter with my left elbow.
All right, and please, let's just end this beautiful conversation by admitting that you know
no!
That's all stupid.
Filthy lies.
That's stupid, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Right. Excellent.
Well, the elbow.
Yeah, the elbow part,
the
anyway.
Elbow, the elbow right. Is stupid.
I got you. All right.
Right on, dude. All Thank right, you guys. Very much for calling,
Thanks.
Man. Thank you, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there. I had like kind of a superstition to tell you guys for the Dodgers.
Let's hear it.
When we were kids growing up, anytime my mom would watch the Dodgers, they would lose. So she would always tell her that she should stop watching them so they'd win. And then anytime she went to watch them, they would win.
And did she really want to watch? And you guys were like, nope.
Yes, she really didn't want to watch. We'd always give her a hard time.
Good.
Superstition, kind of.
Listen, you're doing what you have to do.
You're doing the right thing.
To help the team. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your sports superstition, especially Dodger fans. See, Dodgers beat the Cardinals 7-1 today, opening day.
Dang, so good.
Thought we'd take some phone calls about your sports superstition as a viewer. How do you help the team? What do you got?
Hey, I got a sports superstition.
All right, what is it?
Dodger fans can lick my
Nope. And hello, KLOS.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, I got one. If you want your team to win, you call me because I'll root for the other team and black curse them. Because anytime I root for my team, Dodgers, Rams, whoever, I literally can't cheer for them at all while I'm watching it because they lose. I don't know what it is.
You're just cursed. But
I'm cursed.
I mean, you could probably make a lot of money at that, actually, helping teams win by rooting for them.
I'm just saying. I got friends that say, hey, root for the Giants. And I'm like, I hate freaking Giants.
Right.
For them. But right here, here's the worst part.
Yeah.
I still play the stupid lottery every year. I don't know. Anyway.
You keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to try.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
What is your superstition to help your team win?
Not to spank the monkey before the game.
Thank you, and thank you for your service.
That's a big sacrifice, and you're doing good work.
That's amazing. 818-955-KLOS.
Your sports superstition. What do you got? What is your sports superstition?
For me, whenever I have a football game going on and Tony Romo is casting it,
right?
I feel like the team I'm rooting for loses.
So Tony Romo being the broadcaster is a bad thing for your team?
He's a bad juju for any team I root for.
Well, Sergio, we have his phone number. We could contact him. Do you want to talk to him? Tell him to F off, get off the radio, get off the TV?
No, because I like his analysis, and I think he's
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting.
So even though he wrecks your team, you still like him on the air. I like that.
And I also like that you root for another team so that they lose.
Yeah, it's the only way I go.
Give me five.
Give us five songs in a row.
Do that. Or
actually,
else.
We're going to give you five in a row.
Oh, that's nice.
That's how it works.
Where'd we get them?
Requests.
Well,
Songs that mention other bands or artists.
And I gotta say, this very first one we have queued up, I don't like this song.
You don't like the song?
No, but they certainly mention a hell of a lot of bands. It's New Radicals, and you get what you get.
Ah.
Yeah, but we're looking for that. We're looking for bands that are talking about other bands or artists. 818-955-KLOS or find us online.
At Kevin and Sligo.
Fans and songs that mention other bands and artists in the song is what we're doing today on Gimme 5.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yep. And we're looking for songs that mention other bands or artists.
How about Smoke on the Water, where they mentions Frank Zappa.
Yeah, and the Mothers
of Invention.
Oh, Invention. Yeah, very good. Who's this?
My name's Lenny. Hey, can I ask you?
Nope.
I know you guys can't. I know you can't confirm or deny.
Nope.
But
nope.
Can I?
Nope.
You don't know.
Nope.
All right, man.
That extremely good song. Talking about Bill Wyman there, comparing her standing the way Bill Wyman did in Smithereens'
love
song,
it.
Behind the Wall of Sleep. I love that one. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
It's Gimme 5, KLOS. Hello.
Hello. For your 5 or 5, whatever, how about Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama, happens to mention a solo artist named Neil Young.
Hi there. I don't know if anyone else already suggested it, but Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd, because they mentioned Neil Young.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama, with a reference to Neil Young.
Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
How about Southern Man?
Lynyrd Skynyrd? Sweet Home Alabama?
Alabama.
You know what sucks? We don't have a copy of that song.
What?
People are dumb. Dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I'm really happy that dumb people exist.
Yeah, it's very helpful to what we do here.
It makes me feel a lot better about myself in general.
There's that as well.
Illinois police make quickest arrest ever.
Okay. How did they
do
that?
The incident happened during the afternoon recently at the Byline Bank at Westchester. A man with his face only partially covered walked into the business, stepped up to a teller, handed her a note demanding money, and said, "Don't do something stupid, I'll kill you."
Oh, nice. Real
right.
Nice.
The teller loaded the money bag with $545 and also snuck in a tracking device. The thief, who had no getaway car.
Oh, come on, dude.
Walked right outside the bank and stood in line for the bus. The police show up.
Can't even with some people. Stood in line for the bus right out. Just go 3 blocks
right
away.
The police immediately arrived on the scene. They checked the tracking device. The officers couldn't believe he was 100 feet away at a bus stop. So the cops headed that way, and when they arrived, they could hear the bank robber's bag beeping from the tracker.
Wait, so it was actually even beeping?
Which is a surprise to me, because I thought it was a secret thing.
Sure, but he doesn't think to reach beep, inside beep. And throw
I
it.
I can't imagine.
Cover up his face, by the way.
The suspect
like all the way.
Gave up right away without any trouble and admitted to the crime.
But I had $540.
Worth it.
I was rich.
Totally worth it for that amount of money. Time for what we learned. That's not how you want to go. A new feature, a guy had his friend stick a high-powered blow dryer for a vehicle in his anus. Killed him.
That truly is not the way you want to go.
Right.
Someone sent us a picture of Walter White, or no, his pal. What was his pal's name? Jesse.
Yeah.
Down in the basement filling up his little, do you remember that?
Yes.
Filling up his little suit with air.
Yes, I do.
That's kind of how this guy went, but much
and
worse.
People are dumb. A guy robbed a bank and then stood in line to take the bus and was arrested.
He would have gotten away with that $540 if it hadn't been for that meddling. I got to go home and pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
$8,100.
$8,100.
Win it.
That's a pretty good amount for
that's
a day.
A nice
day's
chunk
work.
Of change.
Yep. That's coming up with the KLOS name game. Hit it, Steve.
Hey. Steve.
The name game.
Oh, that's a sweet reference. I get that. Wow.
We have $8,100 if you'd like to play the KLOS name game. Be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
The name game.
I have Tom Petty, You Got Lucky, queued up, ready to play. I think it's time that someone wins the damn money and gets this song dedicated to them.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Steve. How you doing?
Steve, we are good, and you're caller 25.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I've been trying for the longest. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Nice. You got through. You got the KLOS name game for $8,100. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses were Sylvester the Cat and Batman, the bat, I guess. And those were wrong. So, Steve, for $8,100, what do you think we're looking for?
Oh, there's so many choices.
There are a couple.
I'm going to go with Dumbo.
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 That's that place in New York that's right across from Manhattan. It's a really amazing place.
If you're hoping for me to correct you, I don't know.
Please, those be the right one.
Dumbo, you're saying.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. Thanks for playing, thanks, Steve. And sometime between now and 5,
you got $8,200. $8,200. We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Do you have your checkbook ready, Kevin?
I do.
Oh, cool. Let's do it.
The name game, the name game.
$8,200, KLOS. Who is this?
Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Sean, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yep.
It's your turn to play our precious little game.
$8,200, if you can tell us the name of the classic cartoon character we're looking for.
And Sean, the last couple of guesses were Dumbo and Sylvester the Cat, but those were incorrect. They didn't net them any money. For $8,200, who do you think we're looking for?
How about Marvin the Martian?
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian.
It's one of my absolute favorites because he had such a bad attitude. I was right there with him all my life.
Yes, it's your thing.
Oh, the judge and his damn buzzer.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. That means between 5 and 6, $8,300.
The name game.
$8,300.
A lot of people diving for their phones right now, trying to be caller 25.
818-955-KLOS.
The name game. The name game.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Richard.
Richard, you're caller 25.
All right.
You are the correct caller. You get to play the KLOS name game. It's up to $8,300.
And the last couple of guesses for the cartoon character were Marvin the Martian and Dumbo. Those were wrong. So for that $8,300, who do you think we're looking for?
I'll go with, from Tom and Jerry, try Tomcat.
Tom the Cat. From Tom and Jerry.
I have no comments about Tom the Cat.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Sorry, Richard.
All right, thank you.
So I guess Heidi and Frank are going to pick it up tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Barbara Streisand went backstage at a show in Las Vegas to ask Elvis Presley to star in her new movie, A Star is Born. Elvis said, maybe. You know, Elvis was actually the original choice for Eddie, who Meatloaf played in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Do you remember seeing Alice Cooper on The Muppet Show performing Welcome to My Nightmare and School's Out? That happened on this day in rock in 1978. Jimmy Page won a libel suit against the UK magazine Ministry on this day in rock in 2000. They had printed that he had tried to revive John Bonham by using satanic spells.